Welcome back to the Jasmine Star Show. The other day, I had a conversation with someone on Instagram about one very big thing, overwhelm. She told me she was feeling overwhelmed with everything she had to do in her business. She's read dozens of books, listened to countless of podcasts, and taken even like multiple courses, but she had yet to implement what she learned, paralyzed by fear. I don't know about you, but have you ever been there? If you're overwhelmed in your business, you're not alone. I think it's something we don't often talk about. In fact, we avoid showing overwhelm so much that sometimes on social media, life looks a little perfect. Like, the grass is always green, my dinner always looks like Thanksgiving, I'm walking around with a perpetual smile, and every day is Christmas. Like, come on. As a business owner, do you ever feel like there's more to do, more to learn, and more to work on? Like, hello, can anybody raise their hand if you have felt there's always something more to do, you're always catching up, and there's always something else you should improve or focus on? Hello, I am raising not one, but two hands. But here's the thing. I'm not going to coddle you because y'all know you've been around the block with me. I am a straight shooter and I am here to tell you that that feeling is valid. There is always something more to do in your business and there will always be somebody with more status, money, connections, a smaller waistline, a nicer car, a better zip code, a bigger house. They got their own private jet. Like that's facts. Like that will always be the case. Somebody will always have more. But instead of looking at more like a bad thing, let's have a mindset shift. I challenge you to recognize that more is good. When somebody else has more or is doing more, I say, heck yes, because when I see what is possible, it keeps me hungry. It keeps me excited. It keeps me interested. Like when I can see somebody doing the thing I want to do or have the things I want to have, I am out here being like, okay, now I know it's possible for somebody to get it. How do I get my own? Friend, the moment you look around and you say, there's nothing more to do, that probably means you're on your way to being irrelevant in an industry. That leads me to the main question. How do we avoid getting overwhelmed by this? Like, how do we avoid getting overwhelmed by the thought of more? Well, today I'm going to give you six strategies to ground yourself, get excited about the more, and most importantly, reduce the overwhelm around it. Okay, so let's get started. Let's dive into number one. Start each day with a gratitude list. Now, people typically hear that and they're like, Jasmine, where am I going to find time to make a list like that? And my answer is always this. You have time when you make time. Like every day, just spend 5 minutes thinking of small things that you're thankful for. And for people who are like really struggling to find something they're thankful for, like it could be as small as an electric toothbrush. It could be a fridge filled with food. It could be the ability to pick up the phone and call somebody you love. That right there, that is super calibrating. So friend, get focused on getting excited about doing more, but avoid getting overwhelmed by feeling grateful for what you have and how far you've come. Now, I know that seems a little bit woo-woo, but I'm telling you, I spend around 3 minutes just writing down a couple things that I'm really thankful for, and it has been a game changer in grounding me and helping me avoid the overwhelm. Let's get into strategy number two. Go deep, not wide. In today's comparative society, I don't know about you, but there's this temptation to say, I should be doing this because so-and-so is doing it. I challenge you to replace the I should with I can. Like, I can do this because I'm good at it. Hone in on what comes naturally to you and then double down on it. Not just what comes naturally, I'm going to even challenge you and say, think about what you enjoy doing and then triple down on it. Yes, I know that there is other business stuff that is necessary and that's going to come. But rather than looking at all the things you need to do, choose to focus on the depths of your strengths instead. So I want to share a personal example. I'm going to get real with you. And I think on the podcast, I feel so much more comfortable sharing things openly than I would on social, because this is just like a conversation between me and you. So I'm going to get real and let you know that I'm terrible at creating systems. Like, my brain works so differently than anybody else. I mean, I'm a creative, right? So it's kind of like I'm not into systems, and I just find it easier to do everything on my own. This worked really well for me for about a decade until I hired my first employee. When she joined the team, I had no way to show her what I had been doing. It was all in my head. And even though she asked really great questions, I couldn't make sense of it because I was like, why don't you just get it? Like, hello? No. I was tempted to say I should create streamlined systems for employees because that's what all my contemporaries were doing, but I wasn't good at it. Instead, I tripled down on casting a vision for the future, and I talked about the impact we could have on people's lives together as a team. I tripled down on showing them the big picture, and then as the team expanded, I hired people who were amazing at building systems. Now, there was a while that we had to go through and I had to explain a lot in the process. But instead of getting overwhelmed or stressed about it, I said, look at how thankful I am to be having somebody who I can help explain a system to, but in the future, have somebody actually build the system. I stopped saying I should, and then I focused on saying I can. In strategy number 3, I want to invite you to every 3 months, look back at everything you accomplished that quarter. I learned from my mentor, James, that it is so easy to get caught up in everything we haven't done, that we forget what we did in the last 90 days. When you think about what you've accomplished in 3 months, it makes you excited about what you can do in the next quarter. Now, I get it. Your time is so limited. I know you like the idea of this practice, but will you actually do it? I'm not gonna lie. I only did this 90-day review process when I started working with James, but he drove this into my head so much that it's now a regular practice. In James's mastermind, we would meet every 3 months, and the way he started every single weekend was by putting on some music and setting a timer for around 8 minutes. And in that 8 minutes, all we had to do was write down everything that we had accomplished in the last 90 days. So, friend, I am inviting you to set a timer for 7 to 10 minutes. Just think back to everything you've done in 90 days. Everything from business projects, like maybe you posted every day for a month, or maybe you launched a product, or maybe you rebranded your website. And then on that list, you can also include things that are in line with your personal achievements. Like maybe you took your family on vacation. That's huge. Perhaps you dedicated to working out twice a week. Or maybe finally you took that cooking class you have always wanted to take. This is a lot of big stuff in 90 days. There is no greater shot of adrenaline, caffeine, or vitamin B that will run through your veins than seeing how far you've come. There is something magical about 90 days. My question to you is, can you give yourself 7 to 10 minutes to just figure it out, look at it, and then be like, heck yes, I'm actually making strides instead of just feeling like I'm treading water. Let's get into strategy number 4 for avoiding the overwhelm. Stop dreaming and start doing. Okay, friend. I understand the pressure of overwhelm. I feel like sometimes, let's be real. I feel like life has a crazy way of making us fight for what we want. And somewhere in the battle, we get overwhelmed. Well, here's the good news. I'm here to remind you that you are on your own path. There's no rush. There isn't a time frame that you must figure it all out. In fact, I am a proponent of the 1% rule. Now, this was a rule that I had created on the inside of Social Curator so that if you use just 1% of Social Curator each month, it will result in a 1% change each month. That's how effective it is. And if you continue to make changes every month at 1%, then at the end of the year, your growth will be 12%. Could you just imagine what it would mean to make a 12% change in your online marketing endeavors? Could you just imagine what it would mean to make a 12% change in your profitability? Can you believe that? Like 1% each month, that's massive. And to get a 1% change, it all just starts with small actions. This isn't about dreaming of the stuff you want to do. This is about doing things that will move you forward. So this is a reminder. Please don't quit. When hard work begins, that is when the vast majority of people will throw in the towel. But you, I believe you're not most people. I believe you know that one small step each day is better than stopping because you're burnt out. You can say, I'm tired, I will rest. What I don't want you to say is, I'm tired, I'm going to quit. Now let's get to strategy number 5 of 6, and this is all about taking action. Do you know that every day I wake up and I don't know what I'm doing? Okay, well, I should probably back up. I know in a cursory way, like what I'm doing, but every day I have a laundry list of things I literally have no clue how to do. Or heck, I don't even know what to do about the things I don't know what to do. So let's get real. This morning, I realized that I need to hire a chief technology officer, and I don't even know how to do that. I don't even know how to interview a CTO. I don't know how to transition part-time independent contractors on my team to full-time employees. I don't know if I should lease a new car or buy a new one. I don't know if I should be investing more in Instagram ads just for brand extension and not to actually sell products. And even though there's this temptation for me to feel so overwhelmed that I become paralyzed, I refuse to back down. I will only figure this out when I take action. The more action I take, the stronger I'll get my ability to take the right action. It is when we don't take an action that we stop moving. Right here, right now, I want you to start with what you have and go from there. Do you have the answers? Maybe not. Do you know what to do? Maybe not. But I am inviting you to not stress out about it and just do the dang things. I want you to measure your strengths. I want you to take the little that you know. I want you to do research. I want you to call a friend. I want you to ask somebody to make an introduction for you. I want you to go on the World Wide Web because every answer exists there. Whatever that action may be, I am talking about messy action, scrappy action, scary action, fearful action, doubtful action, awesome action. Whatever that action is, do it. I know I am going to make mistakes. I know this. And perhaps so are you. But every action is a lesson on getting better. If it was the right action, or if it was an action I needed to improve on, it was still a lesson. And one lesson is not better than the other. One step at a time leads you to clarity. And that is what I want you to accomplish. Action leads to the next step. You gotta trust me on this one. And the last thing I want to chat about is number 6. And that is, is to breathe. Isn't that crazy? It shouldn't be, actually. Our brain functions on oxygen, and many of us are taking small sips of breath instead of big, heaping, deep, slow, soulful, full breaths. If you were to breathe in for 4 seconds and breathe out for 4 seconds, you will feel the depth of your lungs and your brain will start firing. When you begin to feel overwhelm creeping into your head, first and foremost, take a deep breath. After you take a deep breath, when you feel that overwhelm creeping in, I want you to tell yourself, I am doing the work. I am taking small steps towards my dreams. Everything that I have asked for is preparing me for the thing I will ultimately get. You will never know all the things that you need to do all the time. I believe that if you master one thing, that one thing leads you to the second thing, and then that thing leads you to the third thing, and so on and so on. We are all just doing one thing at a time, ever. Like, studies have shown that people who believe they're multitasking aren't. They're just doing a lot of different things for a short amount of time. You're never doing more than one thing at once. So focus on that and realize you're not alone. Everybody is doing one thing at a time. So friend, I think it's time to cue like a confetti bomb. Like, we got through the six things. Like, I feel like I just want to like hit a piñata full of like tiny little like tequila bottles and like chocolate pieces. Okay. These were six tips for reducing overwhelm in your business. So a quick review. Number one, start each day with a gratitude list. Number two, go deep, not wide. Number three, every 3 months, make a list of what you have accomplished. Number four, stop dreaming and start doing. Number five, take action. And number six, I want you to breathe. I hope these helped you foster creativity and overall good feelings about your work. Remember, you are so blessed to do this. Are there dark days? Are there sad days? Are there overwhelming days? Sure, perhaps. But y'all, we are the 1% of the 1% who get to say, this is a dream that I want to take action on. If this episode inspired you, I'd love if you shared it with a friend. Simply screenshot this episode and put it onto your Instagram story. Or you can go as far as copying the link from wherever you're tuning into today and texting it to your business friend. Maybe you could send them a little love note and say, hey, there's this crazy Latina girl who talks about business and she might annoy you, but at least she knows her stuff. Okay, I would be here for that. I would be here for that. Before I close this episode, I want to tell you something. There was a time in my career that I would feel so overwhelmed that I would just do nothing. Like, I would think, I don't know how this works. I don't know where to begin. I don't know if I have the capacity to do this. And then I would stop. And I want to tell you something, friend. The only thing more tragic than making a mistake in business is not doing something to begin with. The only way I'm able to remove myself from the funk of being overwhelmed in my business is to take action. Now, watch me glow a hot mess of nuclear hot mess, because I'm just like, hey, I'm out here. I will take a messy action, scary action, ugly action, because action is the thing that moves us past fear. Action is the antidote to fear. We can choose to be overwhelmed and fearful, or we can choose to do something that will move us past our greatest fears and doubts. I'm here to tell you that I've been there before. I used to feel the exact same way. I was afraid to take a step forward because I didn't know which direction to walk in. But I'm out here and I just want to save you years of time and stress and worry. Baby boo, I need you to take action because I know you were made to make a difference and you cannot make an impact standing still. So how about you and me? We out here making a nuclear mess, and a nuclear mess is better than not making a mess at all, because the mess is action and action is the antidote to fear. And if you're scared, it's because you're not doing enough. You keep doing. You keep your head down, you do the work, you dream, and then you do, and you breathe, and you express gratitude for just the process and not the end result. Baby boo, we out here winning all day, every day. Yes, and amen to all of that. Y'all, I will see you in the next episode. Take care.